The coronavirus pandemic and public service messages about the global health crisis share some parallels to the AIDS-HIV crisis decades ago. Back then, little was known about the spread of the illness, and the stigma associated with contracting it was high. But one organization that helped to change that is celebrating an anniversary in the lead-up to World AIDS Day this Tuesday, December 1st. The Red Hot organization was founded to help raise money and awareness around the AIDS crisis. Dedicated to fighting HIV/AIDS through pop culture, the organization has raised millions and has helped to decrease the stigma associated with AIDS. To celebrate its 30th anniversary this year, Red Hot is re-releasing popular track lists. NewsHour Weekend's Christopher Booker has more.
Hi, I'm Richard Gere, and we're here tonight because AIDS is a reality that demands personal action by everyone.
To the ears of a 2020 audience, there's nothing particularly noteworthy about this clip of Richard Gere. But 30 years ago, when it originally aired on ABC, Gere's introduction to the Red Hot and Blue special, a music video montage benefit, was groundbreaking.
Now, here is the most important thing you need to know. If you have sex, wear a condom.
Proudly for him and for us, it was the first time the word condom was mentioned on American television outside of a news context. And that just sounds absurd to say that today, 30 years later, because condoms, you know, protecting people from a viral pandemic would seem to be very obvious. But just like today, there was a lot of politics involved back then.
John Carlin was responsible for the words Gere delivered. In collaboration with his partner, filmmaker Lee Blake, Red Hot and Blue was part of a new multimedia advocacy organization called Red Hot.
We wanted to create a propaganda organization through pop culture. And music, in particular, is really powerful to reach people that don't agree with you.
Describing themselves as a creative consortium dedicated to fighting AIDS through pop culture, Red Hot was born out of New York's downtown art and music scene of the late 70s and 80s, a scene that would be among the earliest to be upended by the AIDS crisis.
AIDS in New York in the 80s was a lot like COVID is today, where it just sort of came out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden the world changed. It was all of a sudden young people who you associated with, who you admired, you know, got sick. And many of them died. And that was one of the things that we really, when we started Red Hot, that was really one of the great motivations. The rest of the world didn't know what was about to happen.
The first effort, Red Hot and Blue, was a compilation album of Cole Porter songs performed by an eclectic group of artists like David Byrne, U2, Katie Lang, Iggy Pop, and Deborah Harry.
And have you heard the story of a boy? A good, unrequited love.
Sounds like pure soap opera. I may cry.
Why Cole Porter?
First of all, the songs were just great, and they were sort of underutilized. Nobody really, since Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra, my parents' generation, had really done the songs. But the other very powerful reason was that Cole Porter was a gay American artist who had to be closeted for his entire career.
An excited crowd sees the arrival of Cole Porter, the great songwriter.
We used to call it the Trojan horse approach. You know, there's this, there's a U2 track, it's Annie Lennox, it's Debbie Harry and Iggy Pop. Isn't this like really funny? And they're singing Cole Porter songs. Isn't that weird? But it's like kind of cool and those songs sound great. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're talking about the stigma around being LGBTQ or wearing a condom or the fact that AIDS, you know, is a preventable disease that at that time, the president of the United States, Ronald Reagan, wouldn't say the word AIDS.
The more cases of HIV infection we can prevent now, the less cases of AIDS will be seen in the future.
Red Hot and Blue would sell over 1 million copies worldwide, and the accompanying film was seen in over 30 countries. The music videos, directed by filmmakers including Jim Jarmusch and Jonathan Demme, were aired across MTV.
So immune deficiency, you see caught AIDS.
After 30 years and 20 compilation albums featuring more than 500 artists from around the world, Red Hot has generated millions of dollars in the fight against HIV and AIDS.
Where do you think the Red Hot organization fits in the way America changed the way it thought about sexuality?
One was making sure that there were significant LGBTQ artists on the record, like Katie Lang and Jimmy Somerville. But in an odd way, the most important thing, I think, when I look back on it, is how many artists on the project were straight. Nobody thought that Bono or David Byrne were gay because they were doing an AIDS benefit. It was sort of like, okay, it's safe. It's safe to not only embrace our LGBTQ neighbors, family, but also to say this is not a disease that is really about this.
It's also interesting thinking again in contemporary terms, the power of acknowledgement from someone or a group that is outside of the group. For instance, how white America has really struggled to say Black Lives Matter. It's a similar dynamic, if you will.
David Byrne said yes because his sister-in-law, Tina Chow, was HIV positive. And it's a very important lesson that empathy is often born through proximity, knowing someone, you know, being moved by someone's story. And that, to me, is the power of art and culture, ultimately.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, up in starry skies above. Don't fence me in.
In recognition of their 30th anniversary, Red Hot will be re-releasing a number of their compilation albums, including Red Hot and Blue, on December 1st, World AIDS Day.
Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood.